Right now, it's time for Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Mark Walters.
All right, so I get some email. I get a lot of email, but I get some email today. I got about three or four different emails on what I thought was an unusual. I mean, even four emails on this topic I thought was unusual. It had to do with Tucker Carlson, a segment on Tucker Carlson supposedly shredding Josh Horowitz from the Coalition to Stop Gun Violence about Chicago. And I got to thinking, who cares? Who cares? Learn how to play offense. Let me tell you what I mean by that. That's how I want to start the day out. Because I want to remind you that nothing he says matters. And I really wish people like Tucker Carlson would quit giving that clown a forum. Nothing he says matters. Here's why. Because we give you the numbers all the time. We're going to do this as often as I feel like it. To date, in Chicago, six dead. 779 deaths, according to the Chicago Tribune. Six dead. It's the fourth day of the month. 54 shootings already on the fourth day of the month. 54. 4,368 total last year. 779 killings out of those 4,368 shootings. And Josh Horowitz is trying to blame what? Okay, I don't care what he says. I don't care. Nothing he says matters. I don't have to defend you and your rights and my rights any longer against what that clown says. He needs to get the problem fixed in his own brain. And he's the one that has explaining to do. Not you, not me, not Tucker Carlson. So I don't really care that Tucker Carlson had a conversation with this guy. Didn't see the interview, but I read about it. And here's, I'm not going to attack anybody, but I wish folks on our side would begin to see this light, that it's over. Yes, they're going to be out there. Yes, they're going to talk about it. Josh Horowitz, just like Chuck Schumer is running his mouth about Democrats, you know, make America sick again. They're going to do everything they can to fight. They can't fight anything. They've been castrated. Nothing. It's a moot point. Yet the media continues to give them that. And this is where you need to understand how to play offense, okay? Understand how to be a winner. We have to relearn how to do that. Take the narrative back. I'm not going to quote for you what Josh Horowitz said because it's asinine. It's indefensible. Let him make a fool of himself to anybody that will give him a forum. And I really wish the great writers on our side would quit talking about this guy. And quit giving this guy a forum. The numbers out of Chicago are atrocious. Gun control is an utter failure. And we don't need to hear anything about it. We don't need to debate him about it. It's indefensible. Push him where he belongs, into the ash bin of history, and move forward. And I'm going to remind you of these things when they pop up from time to time. That's in response to some emails I got. Did you see Josh Horowitz go taken down by... No, I didn't, and I don't care. I don't want to see him on the program anymore. Move past him, okay? His positions are indefensible. Here's what matters. Here's how you play offense. The 150... Oh, by the way, hello and welcome to Armed American Radio's Daily Defense from the Armed American Radio Daily Defense United States Concealed Carry Association studios. Great to have you with us today. Let me delete that because I don't care. I wish folks would just, you know, quit giving that person a voice. There's so many positive things to talk about. Allowing him to foster a debate is worthless. Lose him. Lose him. Let me delete that. Okay. Here's why. Here's what you need to be talking about and writing about and reading about and hearing about. Do you have a concealed carry permit? Are you thinking about getting a concealed carry permit? I've had one for many years. Carried a gun long before I had one. Didn't care about a permitting process when I bought my first gun. Didn't know anything about it. It was prior to 1987. That being the year of the quote-unquote Florida landmark law. Now, Florida carry reminds us that while that law is referred to as a landmark law regarding the concealed carry rights across the country, they remind us in no uncertain terms that that was the beginning of the infringement of our concealed carry rights, because prior to that, Florida actually had a Second Amendment right to openly or concealed carry a gun. So it didn't restore anything, but it infringed. We're on offense. We talk about these things in these terms now, which we will do today. So you can look at it any way. We have a permitting system. If you have a permit, it was in large measure due and or modeled after Florida's quote-unquote landmark concealed carry legislation in 1987 that started the tidal wave that, and I'm going to put it these terms, allowed you to obtain as a law-abiding citizen your concealed carry permit. So there's a lot of different ways to look about that. Lots of different ways to look at it. You look at it however you want. We have a permitting system in place today. And here's why this is important. The 115th Congress convenes yesterday. Within minutes of being sworn in, U.S. Representative Hudson introduced a National Shooting Sports Foundation-backed National Concealed Carry Reciprocity Bill. Now, you've been hearing about it here on the program. Not just NSSF-backed, but NRA-backed, Trump-backed, me-backed, probably you-backed. But I'll read you the press release from the National Shooting Sports Foundation today, because we are on the cusp of the SHOT Show, the Shooting, Hunting, and Outdoor Trade Show, convening in Las Vegas in 14 days from today, or 12 days actually from today. We'll be broadcasting this program there for a couple days. But this comes out of the NSSF. U.S. Rep. Richard Hudson, Republican, North Carolina, imagine that, introduced the NSSF-supported Concealed Carry Reciprocity Act of 2017, which is otherwise known officially as H.R. 38, House of Representatives 38, on the first day of the 115th Congress. The proposed legislation with 63 co-sponsors, I think I said yesterday it was 58, it's 63, there will be more, would compel states to recognize concealed carry permits issued from other states that have concealed carry laws within their own borders, much in the same way a driver's license is recognized. The bill aims to eliminate the confusion of varying state-by-state laws and provide protection for Second Amendment rights for permit holders. Now, let me go over to Hudson's website at hudson.house.gov. His press release yesterday, let me read you his statement. Our Second Amendment right doesn't disappear when we cross state lines, and this legislation guarantees that. The Concealed Carry Reciprocity Act of 2017, H.R. 38, is a common sense. You see that common sense? I love that. This is how you take the language back. Because it is common sense. I'll go there in a second. Let me finish. It's a common sense solution to a problem too many Americans face. It will provide law-abiding citizens the right to concealed carry and travel freely between states without worrying about conflicting state codes or onerous civil suits. Not to mention criminal, right? As a member of President-elect Trump's Second Amendment coalition, I look forward to working with my colleagues and the administration to get this legislation across the finish line. Now, would you rather read about or watch Tucker Carlson argue with some bonehead about failed policy in Chicago, or do you want to hear about this stuff? I rest my case. Common sense, one of the first phrases that jumped out at me on Hudson's statement, because this is how we take the language back. It's common sense to allow me to carry my firearm on a road trip with my family between any two states I happen to choose to visit in this great nation of mine. Under our federally recognized, constitutionally recognized, American birth civil right. My American birthright civil right, that right to bear arms. God forbid I have a relative in New Jersey I have to go see. I know lots of people who have relatives in New Jersey. I know lots of people who live there. God forbid I got to go see them. Holy crap, now I can take my firearm with me. When we come back, I want to dissect the bill for you. I've got it in front of me, and there's a couple things that jump out at me that you probably don't know, but you will in a minute. That's how we educate, inform, and entertain you on these topics. If you choose, you can go listen to Josh Horowitz go toe-to-toe with Tucker Carlson, and you can go down that road. We don't want to go down that road. So walk with us here. Talk about the things that matter. Okay? Those people don't matter. This matters. Armed American Radio from the USCCA's Armed American Radio Daily Defense Studios returns right after this break. Don't go away.
Hello, gun lovers. Did you get the brand new gun you wanted for Christmas? If not, don't worry. I've got some big news for you. You know, I proudly support the Second Amendment, which is why I'm a United States Concealed Carry Association member. And since the USCCA's mission is to train, protect, and ensure responsibly armed Americans, just like you and me, they're giving 10 of my listeners $1,500 each to buy a brand new Kimber. But this deal won't last long, so make sure you head over to defendthem.com. Lock in your 10 chances to win. If you didn't get your dream Kimber for Christmas, I know you're not going to want to miss out on the biggest Kimber giveaway yet. Remember, 10 names will be drawn, so that means 10 U.S. residents, 21 and over, will walk away with $1,500 to buy a brand new Kimber. Entering is easy, and it's 100% free. Just visit defendthem.com before it's too late. Again, that's defendthem.com, where your 10 chances to spend $1,500 on your dream Kimber are about to end. Defendthem.com.
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
Alien Gear Holsters, the most comfortable concealable holsters on the planet, introduces the Cloak.3.0 IWB Holster. This all-new concealed carry holster improves the original design with a sturdy spring steel and ballistic nylon core covered with a soft neoprene backing for ultimate comfort. You have to try this holster to believe it. Get yours now for as low as $43.88 at AlienGearHolsters.com.
The USCCA Facebook page brings together nearly 2 million like-minded people, all of them interested in effective self-defense and the concealed carry lifestyle. Look for the official USCCA page on Facebook. Find the page, click the like button, and start learning all you can about becoming a responsibly armed American. And remember to share these great tips with all your other Facebook friends. The USCCA on Facebook, a great source for information on personal safety and so much more.
I don't think I need to tell you this, but I'm going to anyway. When it comes to concealed carry, a smart shooter is a prepared shooter. And going to the range and shooting at a target just isn't enough. While training is important, you need something more. And that's why 135,000 responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry Magazine to pick up where training at the range leaves off. Expect life-saving information on every page, every issue. Whether it's unbiased gun and gear reviews or real stories of self-defense, from real people who carry concealed every day. You'll stay up to date on the latest training drills and laws regarding your right to carry your firearm. And for a limited time, when you start your subscription, you'll automatically be entered to win one of four brand new guns. But this won't last long. So go to the number one of the number four guns.com right now to begin your subscription and claim your chance to win your dream gun. That's one of four guns.com.
Hi, it's Mark, and I have a plea for help. Gun-hating billionaire Michael Bloomberg is up to his bag of tricks by funding studies designed to fool the American public into thinking your guns cause crime. As expected, the media plays right along. Unfortunately for him, John Lott and the Crime Prevention Research Center does the real research to measure the true impact of guns on crime. But we need your help to do it. Please donate today to help John and the CPRC get the truth out. Visit crimeresearch.org, crimeresearch.org to donate. Crimeresearch.org. Thank you.
Right now, it's time for Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Mark Walters.
Yeah, you know, I look at some of what I'm watching on the news when I do flip to it. I know where to go to get what I need. And there are other times I will sit and watch other things. Like, right, I couldn't care less about Megyn Kelly going to NBC. Bye-bye. Have a great day. Doesn't matter to me. I see, you know, people talking. I'm going to remind you about this for a while, okay? Because I want you to get your head out of the weeds here. Nobody cares what Obama says anymore. He's done. He's history. Whatever he tries with a pen now is going to be undone in a matter of, what, 17 days? 16 days? Okay, quit worrying about it. Quit talking about it. Let's move on. And I know we've been caught in this rut for so long. Man, I'm out of it, man. I'm with you on here. I'm trying to move you in a different direction. I get a lot of email from you, and I know it's still fun. You know, that red meat stuff is fun to read. And, yeah, some of it has to be covered. You know, the journalists are going to cover it. That's great. They need to do that. A.W.R. Hawkins is covering the stuff. He's got to. I understand that. But, I mean, my gosh, we're going to keep dwelling on this kind of stuff. Guess what? I mean, what do you want to keep going back to, you know, Comey and what his letter to his congressman about Hillary? Who cares? All right? We're talking about the things that make a difference to you as a permit holder today, and nothing matters more than the bill, H.R. 38, that was just introduced yesterday for a lot of different reasons, a ton of different reasons. Hudson's bill is supported by virtually every pro-Second Amendment group. I don't know one that doesn't support it. I've been doing this a long time. I'm a member of and close friends with the leaders of those said groups. Take your pick. Gun owners, Second Amendment Foundation, National Rifle Association, states groups, doesn't matter. I know virtually every one of them. And I don't know anybody that doesn't support it. Now, you know, you probably got your fringe kooks out there. Doesn't go far enough. We shouldn't have to have it. We should have... Yeah, I know. Nothing's going to satisfy you either, right? We've got to be realistic about where we are. Now, we're going down that road, but we have to take steps. But this bill matters. A couple different things. Let me give you, and again, I like to personalize things for you. I like to tell you in my own life how it matters to me. The host, 8-year running of Armed American Radio and Armed American Radio's Daily Defense, winner of the 2015 Gun Rights Defender of the Year Award, magazine columnist, 12 years running, One to the Head, which you can now read on armedamericanradio.com, author of 2 books, writing a third now, about experiences over the last 8 years fighting this battle that we've won, okay? So I like to personalize these things with you because I'm one of you. I'm a boat owner. I grew up with a boat. Wanted my kids to experience being out on the water. Sick and tired of them sitting on these stupid, dopey devices. You never needed one, did you? Nope. And you, like me, remember the new construction in the neighborhood. Now, I grew up in many different places. My father moved us all over the place when I was growing up before we settled in Virginia and when I got out of college and stayed south since that was time I was 18 years old. But I remember in some of those neighborhoods where they were digging the pits for the basements. You know, and I'd grab my sister's bike. You know, it had this little banana seat on it, you know, with a little a sissy bar on the back, and that thing could pop the greatest wheelies when I was a kid, man. I could ride that thing down the street with a wheelie. And we'd set up a ramp made out of some wood that we found at the construction site and see if we could go over that ramp and all the way over that 8-foot-deep pit that was going to be a basement. No helmets. We all survived. We had a great time. When we got done doing that, we had dirt clod fights. Or BB gun fights. It was back when kids could be kids and we didn't have these dopey things. So I wanted my kids to experience some of that. Get off the phones. Let's go out on the weekends, and I want you kids to learn how to water ski. I want you to learn how to do this kind of stuff. Now, my boat is kept at a lake controlled by who? The Army Corps of Engineers. We like to camp on the lake. Now, you know me. Do you think I'm going to leave my camper at 3 o'clock in the morning to use one of the restrooms? Because I had a pop-up camper. Don't have it anymore. My daughter's trying to convince me to get another, something a little bigger with a couple heads in it. Okay, but until that day happens, I had that pop-up camper. Right there on the water, right down the road from the house. Felt like we were a gazillion miles away. 3 o'clock in the morning. You know, I'm not 18 years old anymore. If I got to get up in the middle of the night, you know me. Do you think I'm going to walk clear across a campground at 3 o'clock in the morning unarmed? Into a dark... No, I'm not. Corps of Engineer property, controlled property. Why do I bring that up? Because the Corps of Engineers bans firearms on their property. I can't have one in my car when I go to the marine. I keep it in dry dock. I call them, hey, put my boat in the water. 15 minutes later, I drive down to the marine and my boat's in the water. I can't have a gun in my car legally at the Corps of Engineer-controlled property where my marina sits. I can't have a gun on my boat.
Why do you need a gun on your boat?
Oh, gee, I don't know. Why do you need more than 50 horsepower? Shut your trap. It's not about what I need. It's about what I want. Go away. Maybe I'm camping that weekend, too. Got the boat in the water. Got the camper over there. I can't take my gun to the campsite. That's a federal law. Stupidest federal law I've ever heard. You can take it into, I can take my gun into national parks, wildlife refuges, Bureau of Land Management, but I can't take it to the Army Corps of Engineer. Why? Why? Because they said so. Not when this bill gets signed. Not when this bill gets signed. When this bill gets signed, I'll be able to have my gun in my car legally. Don't think for 2 seconds. You know, sometimes I happen to find myself there. What can I tell you? It's not my first stop. Maybe I wanted to stop on the marina on the way back from somewhere else. Right? You know what I'm talking about? You know what I'm talking about, right? Sure you do. You know me. Carry on, carry often, carry absolutely everywhere. Never leave your cave without your club. We covered the whole shall not be infringed yesterday. This is a restoration of your rights that should have never been taken from you in the first place. Guess what? There's bears in those campgrounds. I had a bear walk through my front yard here. Who needs a gun? When we come back, I'm going to read you some of the nuances of this bill. It's fascinating because I think it will answer a lot of the questions I've gotten from you in a lot of your emails. Armed American Radio from the USCCA's Armed American Radio Daily Defense Studios right after this break.
Hi, everybody. Mark Walters here. Folks, whether you carry a gun already or are even considering it, and this is very serious business, one of the most important steps that you can take is to join the nation's number one resource for the armed citizen, the United States Concealed Carry Association, the USCCA. They sponsor the show. You know who they are. Folks, now is the time to learn how to protect yourself, your family, your property, and your business with a concealed weapon because you never know when you may need to. The USCCA is designed specifically for those of us who have chosen to take our personal defense very seriously. I've put together special membership offers for the Armed American Radio listeners, you, at jointheuscca.com. That's jointheuscca.com. Now is the time to join the USCCA and take advantage of the incredible resources available only at the USCCA. That's jointheuscca.com. These are troubling times in America, folks. Become a member today.
Hi, it's Mark, and I have a plea for help. Gun-hating billionaire Michael Bloomberg is up to his bag of tricks by funding studies designed to fool the American public into thinking your guns cause crime. As expected, the media plays right along. Unfortunately for him, John Lott and the Crime Prevention Research Center does the real research to measure the true impact of guns on crime. But we need your help to do it. Please donate today to help John and the CPRC get the truth out. Visit crimeresearch.org, crimeresearch.org to donate. Crimeresearch.org. Thank you.
Do you have 2 minutes for a great tip concerning defensive firearms or the concealed carry lifestyle? Check out Into the Fray, a weekly video blog hosted by Kevin Michalowski, editor of Concealed Carry Magazine. Into the Fray covers every aspect of self-defense, from legal and ethical issues to the latest gear and tactics. Accurate, direct, and easy to share with all your friends. You can find every episode of Into the Fray at IntoTheFrayVideo.com. That's IntoTheFrayVideo.com. If you had to use your firearm to protect your loved ones, would you know what to expect in the aftermath? Imagine being thrown into a cop car in front of your family. Could you have said something differently? I've had these fears, and the USCCA has alleviated them with the 6 things you didn't know would happen when the police arrive, a free guide covering 6 big mistakes that could land you behind bars. For this free guide, visit BeTheirProtector.com. That's BeTheirProtector.com.
Alien Gear Holsters, the most comfortable and concealable holsters on the planet, is offering big savings with our new 2-holster combo. Now you can buy 2 complete holsters for as little as $49.88. Choose from any available holster styles and colors for the guns of your choice. All of Alien Gear's quality products are made right here in the USA and include a 30-day trial, forever warranty, and free shell trades for life. Visit AlienGearHolsters.com today.
Picture this scenario. 2 masked men break into your house. They're armed with weapons and a look of drug-fueled rage. To protect your family, you're forced to take matters into your own hands. You do what you have to. You pull the trigger. Minutes later, the police arrive and suddenly you're handcuffed and pushed into the back seat of a cop car. Pause there for a second. If this were to happen to you, would you know what to expect? Would you know exactly what to say to the police and what not to say? Would you know who to call? Every responsibly armed American needs to know the answer to those questions because, believe me, you don't want any surprises when the police arrive. Go to BeTheirProtector.com right now and get your copy of the USCCA's brand new free guide that'll reveal the 6 things you didn't know would happen when the police arrive. After a self-defense incident, knowing what to expect when the police show up can truly be the difference between freedom or a jail cell. Get your personal copy of this free guide right now at BeTheirProtector.com. That's BeTheirProtector.com.
Back to Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Mark Walters.
Yeah, so let's go back to the real life aspect of what we're talking about here, man. These things matter. And this is huge. This is the biggest advancement or restoration, I should say, of your rights to happen at the federal level in a quite some time. Ranks right up there with Heller and McDonald. Arguable, some people argue and say, oh, no, that's without those, we couldn't do this. And I understand that. But this is huge. This is big. This is very big. These are amazing times to be living in as a gun owner. As we squash those loudmouths like that idiot I was talking about at the beginning of the show, Horace, who cares about the guy? Move on, man. Move on down the road. You won. Talk about these things. Take a listen to this. What are these things? You know, I like to put it in the personal perspective, how it matters to me, because it matters to you. And I want you to think about them in the same realistic terms that I do. That's that theater of the mind. You go camping? You got a boat? Got an RV? Like to get out and do things? Maybe you walk around the lake. Maybe you go to visit the lake during the day. Maybe you got your gun in your car. That's a no-no. On Corps of Engineer property, Corps of Engineer controls a ton of waterways around the nation where a tremendous amount of recreation is done by us. Who are they to tell you can't exercise your right to bear arms or that you have to leave your gun home because your final destination is on their property? The hell with that. Reciprocity for the carrying of certain concealed firearms. notwithstanding any provision of the law of any state or political subdivision thereof, county, whatever, except as provided in subsection B and subject only to the requirements of this section, a person who is not prohibited by federal law from possessing, transporting, shipping, or receiving a firearm, who is carrying a valid identification document. Pay careful attention to the wording here. A valid identification document containing a photograph of the person and who is carrying a valid license or permit which is issued pursuant to the law of a state and which permits the person to carry a concealed firearm or is entitled to carry a concealed firearm in the state in which the person resides may possess or carry a concealed handgun other than a machine gun or destructive device that has been shipped or transported in interstate or foreign commerce in any state that, one, has a statute under which residents of the state may apply for a license or permit to carry a concealed firearm, or two, does not prohibit the carrying of concealed firearms by residents of the state for lawful purposes. This section shall not be construed to supersede or limit the laws of any state that... Now, this is important because we had the private property rights and those who think, well, you know, this is federal, it's infringing. No, it's not. This section shall not be construed to supersede or limit the laws of any state that permit private persons or entities, you or businesses, to prohibit or restrict the possession of concealed firearms on their property if that's what you choose to do. The Concealed Carry Reciprocity Act of 2017 does not say to you, the hell with that state law, you can walk it. No, you can't. Number two. Does not limit the laws of any state that prohibit or restrict the possession of firearms on any state or local government property, installation, building, base, or park. Remember, this is federal legislation, federal. And there's some teeth to this. I know we've covered it briefly. We're going to continue to cover it until we have this down. Very important stuff. A person who carries or possesses a concealed handgun in accordance with the subsection of this bill, subsections A and B, may not be arrested or otherwise detained for violation of any law or any rule or regulation of a state or any political subdivision thereof related to the possession, transportation, or carrying of firearms unless there is probable cause to believe that the person is doing so in a manner not provided for by this section. Let me explain something to you. Many of you over the years have referenced, for example, driving through New Jersey on your way to Vermont, maybe. Pick an origin and a destination. Maybe you live in Virginia and you have to drive through New Jersey. Under the federal laws, technically speaking, you couldn't stop. Many drivers have been harassed and arrested and charged in New Jersey, which, quite frankly, is in violation of federal statutes. This bill cleans that up. There is no more gray area. None. Transportation or carrying of firearms through any state is lawful under this legislation. Unless there's probable cause to believe that you are doing something stupid that isn't prescribed for in a manner. You're waving around brandishing a gun at a truck stop because you're an idiot. Of course you're going to get arrested. But that legislation, no legislation is going to stop you from doing that anyway. That bill's not designed to stop you. It can't. No law can stop idiots. Presentation of a facially valid document is evidence that the individual has a license or permit as required by this section. I read that, and we're going to get some legal advice coming up on the Sunday Monster broadcast of Armed American Radio from the Crossbreed Holster Studios this weekend. Andrew Branca is going to be here. We're going to really dig into this. He's the author of The Law of Self-Defense. Can't wait for this. We've been going back and forth. The holiday schedule has been brutal, but we finally got Andrew on for this coming weekend. So we're going to have a great conversation about all this because I read this. And the question has come to me many, many times, dozens of times. What about a constitutional carry state? Now, Vermont doesn't issue permits, period. So what about Vermont? I read this as
You've got a driver's license from Vermont. That is your permit. That is your photo identification, as it should be. Some states, such as Arizona, will issue you a documentation, a permit, if you wish to travel outside so we don't have these hassles. That won't be necessary in the future. Think about how much money that will save the state. Why should they have to print you a document? You shouldn't need a document to begin with, but again, that's a whole different program. This, by the way, is the first step in that direction. Open your mind to what we're talking about here. This type of legislation is the first step in that, because guess what's going to happen 3 years down the road? When those morons like Josh Horowitz, if they're still getting any airtime, I hope they're not getting airtime. I hope they're in the ash bin of history where they belong. When nothing they proclaim comes true, at some point you're going to see, you know what, let's just wipe this permitting out altogether. But the individual states are doing it on their own. Texas, you're up next. Batter up. You got the donut on the bat, baby. You are swinging it on the on-deck circle. You want to be the next in the lineup of states. One-fifth of the country already has constitutional carry. All of these things are pieces to that ultimate puzzle of complete and total restoration of your firearms rights. So if you get arrested, get this, because you got some boneheaded cop who doesn't know how to follow the law or doesn't know anything about it or has been so twisted and so brainwashed for so many years that only he or she is allowed to have a gun. We got teeth here. When a person asserts this section as a defense in a criminal proceeding, the prosecution shall bear the burden of proving beyond a reasonable doubt that the conduct of the person did not satisfy the conditions set forth in subsections A and B. When a person successfully asserts this section as a defense in a criminal proceeding, the court shall award the prevailing defendant attorney's fees. Well, heck yeah. And a person who is deprived of any right, privilege, or immunity, right? Privilege or immunity secured by this action under color of any statute, ordinance, regulation, custom, or usage of any state or any political subdivision thereof may bring an action in any appropriate court against any other person, including a state or political subdivision thereof, who causes the person to be subject to the deprivation for damages or other appropriate relief. That means if you got some dopey Democrat running a county that doesn't like the federal law, that tries to take it into their own mans, you can sue the crap out of them and win. And this thing's got teeth. We'll be back right after the break.
I don't think I need to tell you this, but I'm going to anyway. When it comes to concealed carry, a smart shooter is a prepared shooter. And going to the range and shooting at a target just isn't enough. While training is important, you need something more. And that's why 135,000 responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry magazine. To pick up where training at the range leaves off, expect life-saving information on every page, every issue. Whether it's unbiased gun and gear reviews or real stories of self-defense from real people who carry concealed every day, you'll stay up to date on the latest training drills and laws regarding your right to carry your firearm. And for a limited time, when you start your subscription, you'll automatically be entered to win one of four brand new guns. But this won't last long. So go to the number one of the number four guns.com right now to begin your subscription and claim your chance to win your dream gun. That's one of four guns.com.
Alien Gear Holsters, the most comfortable concealable holsters on the planet, introduces the Cloak Duck 3.0 IWB holster. This all-new concealed carry holster improves the original design with a sturdy spring steel and ballistic nylon core covered with a soft neoprene backing for ultimate comfort. You have to try this holster to believe it. Get yours now for as low as $43.88 at aliengearholsters.com.
Hi, it's Mark, and I have a plea for help. Gun-hating billionaire Michael Bloomberg is up to his bag of tricks by funding studies designed to fool the American public into thinking your guns cause crime. As expected, The media plays right along. Unfortunately for him, John Lott and the Crime Prevention Research Center does the real research to measure the true impact of guns on crime. But we need your help to do it. Please donate today to help John and the CPRC get the truth out. Visit crimeresearch.org, crimeresearch.org to donate. Crimeresearch.org. Thank you.
Alien Gear Holsters, the most comfortable and concealable holsters on the planet, is offering big savings with our new two-holster combo. Now you can buy two complete holsters for as little as $49.88. Choose from any available holster styles and colors for the guns of your choice. All of Alien Gear's quality products are made right here in the USA and include a 30-day trial, forever warranty, and free shell trades for life. Visit AlienGearHolsters.com today.
Hi, it's Mark, and I hope you're enjoying this week's broadcast. You know, over the last several weeks, you've heard me mentioning a website, usccaonair.com. We have some amazing sponsors here on this program, and one of them, the United States Concealed Carry Association, helped create this program. Since that time, just like Armed American Radio, the USCCA has exploded in growth to become the nation's number one resource for the responsibly armed citizen. The USCCA has also become famous for their promotions, as if you needed more incentive to join the United States Concealed Carry Association. Free guns, thousands of dollars in merchandise, and free ammunition, etc. to lucky promotion winners. You, too, can win by simply visiting the website usccaonair.com. usccaonair.com. That site is reserved for you as an Armed American Radio listener to keep you updated on their latest promotions. Now, I'll tell you about the promos on every program, but you can still check for yourself by visiting usccaonair.com. Don't miss out.
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
And now your host, Mark Walters.
All right, we're going to wind down this hour of Armed American Radio's Daily Defense from the USCCA, U.S. Concealed Carry Association, Armed American Radio Daily Defense Studios, by reading you the teeth in the bill. We've covered it in some of it. Now, we're just going to kind of finalize this for you. It's very important stuff. It's official. It's filed. You know, this is going to pass. It's going to be signed. Now, a person possessing or carrying a concealed handgun in a state may do so in any of the following areas in the state that are open to the public. A, unit of the National Park System. Remember, this is federal legislation. A unit of the National Wildlife Refuge System. Public land under the jurisdiction of the Bureau of Land Management, BLM. Land administered and managed by the Army Corps of Engineers. That's your lakes, your campgrounds. Land administered and managed by the Bureau of Reclamation. Now take a listen to this. Important. Notwithstanding any other provision of this act, if any provision of this section or any amendment made by this section or the application of such provision or amendment to any person or circumstance is held to be unconstitutional, this section and amendments made by this section and the application of such provision or amendment to other persons or circumstances shall not be affected. The amendments made by this section shall take effect 90 days after the date of the enactment of this act. Imagine the zit popping going on in places like California, New Jersey, New York, and a handful of others. Now, here's what I'm going to predict for you. That's going to happen. And there will be news outlets that give time to those who they shouldn't. They should just ignore them, but they will give them time. And you will hear the loudmouth spout off. That should not happen, but it will. And then all of a sudden, nothing will happen. But I'm going to make a prediction for you here. This is going to be different because this isn't an individual state. This is going to affect all 50 states. As a result, there will be coverage of the success of national reciprocity
because it's national, rather than just an individual state, i.e. Georgia, guns everywhere. The national media, international media climbs all over it. Georgia allows guns everywhere. It's gonna be... Nothing happens. One of the safest states you can be in the state of in the United States of America is Georgia, right here. None of their doom and gloom occurs. Yet it never gets talked about again. Now it's on a national stage, and it is going to be talked about again. And it will be covered. And it will be covered in the right way. Now, there's also a portion about this relative to the licenses. We'll talk with Andrew Brank about this. But the term, according to the bill, identification document, under this bill, the National Concealed Carry Reciprocity Act of 2017, H.R. 38, means a document made or issued by or under the authority of the U.S. government, a state, or a political subdivision of a state, which, when completed with information concerning a particular individual, is of a type intended or commonly accepted for the purpose of identification of individuals. Note it does not specify concealed weapons permit. I read that to be driver's license. We will get clarification from that. Because you can't be punished because you live in Vermont and want to carry your gun in Florida because Vermont doesn't issue concealed carry permits. And because reciprocity is national and reciprocal amongst all of the states, as it ought to be, the Vermont driver's license will be accepted in the state of Florida. Right now, Vermont residents can't carry in the state of Florida. It's asinine. I'm Wyatt Earp, and it all ends now. And this is great stuff. Great stuff. So, you know, Richard Hudson is to be commended. He's out of North Carolina's 8th District. He's to be commended for moving this legislation forward. Boy, is he ever. Man, oh man. Texas, I mentioned you. Constitutional carry is on your docket for the upcoming legislative session. Big stuff. Very big stuff for the state of Texas. Texas wants to be that next state that says, you know what? We don't need no stinking permit. And predictably, there will be some, including those on our side, that will give voice to those they shouldn't. I'm going to encourage them. Stop giving them voice. Talk about the bill. Quit talking about the things that others are saying about it. The losers. Talk about the bill. That's what we're going to do here. I don't care what so-and-so says about the bill. Go away. You lost. You're done. Let's talk about the bill. Texas is going to advance constitutional carry, and that's the way it ought to be. Let me find you the information on this real quick. There we go. Constitutional carry. Texas law. This is from the Abilene Reporter News from yesterday. A hotly contested legislative session in 2015, according to this piece, led to, get this, two controversial gun laws. Really? How controversial are they? We're talking about what? Lawful open carry. How controversial has it been? I'm waiting. It's not controversial. It's only controversial to the person writing the column who doesn't like it. Open carry in Texas has been wildly successful, as everybody, Texas became the 45th state in the country to allow you to carry your firearm openly. How controversial is that? It's not controversial to mainstream America, only to the people who hate you and your rights. And what was the second part, the two hotly contested? Campus carry. Let me ask you again, how controversial is it? Has it been unsuccessful? How many law-abiding students are shooting up college campuses, dorms, and schoolrooms, classrooms? How many professors have been killed because they had a conversation with a student about their grades that they were afraid the student wasn't going to like and might be armed? Zero. None. Because yet again, it's not controversial. Remember, the truth, this is one of my One of my favorite sayings, coined this a few years ago. The truth is only controversial to the dopey liberal who hates the truth. It isn't controversial to mainstream America. In the piece, and again, I'm going to take this opportunity now to drive this home. Moms Demand Action is being quoted in this piece as that obviously concerns those of us who live and raise family in Texas, meaning the push for constitutional carry. Why? Because of all of the problems with open carry in Texas and all of the problems with concealed carry in Texas from all of those law-abiding citizens? Does this person not understand that criminals are still carrying their guns? The same amount of criminals are carrying their guns regardless of whether or not open carry passed, campus carry passed, concealed carry legislation passed or not. If I'm wrong, strike me dead. I'm still here. So the only people it concerns are the people who don't like you. Man, we are heading in the right direction. What an amazing time to be a law-abiding, responsibly armed American in these coming years. This is the narrative. This is what you control. You're free again. We're working towards the restoration of your freedoms. As a lawfully armed, responsible American, you have the responsibility to be responsible, don't you? More about that later in the week on Armed American Radio's Daily Defense from the United States Concealed Carry Association's Armed American Radio Daily Defense Studios. I'm Mark Walters. Remember, carry on, carry often, carry absolutely everywhere. Never leave your cave without that club. See you tomorrow.
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
Hey, what's up? It's AAR Shanto here. Every day you hear the passion that we have for freedoms here in America. I also have other passions, and every week you can check out what that passion is. I've started a new web series. Yes, believe it or not, with all the other things that I have going on, I went and did it. I started a web series, and I think you're going to like it. If you want to see one of my hobbies, all you got to do is check out irfnews.com. That's irfnews.com.
I don't think I need to tell you this, but I'm going to anyway. When it comes to concealed carry, a smart shooter is a prepared shooter. And going to the range and shooting at a target just isn't enough. While training is important, you need something more. And that's why 135,000 responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry Magazine. To pick up where training at the range leaves off, expect life-saving information on every page, every issue. Whether it's unbiased gun and gear reviews or real stories of self-defense, from real people who carry concealed every day. You'll stay up to date on the latest training drills and laws regarding your right to carry your firearm. And for a limited time, when you start your subscription, you'll automatically be entered to win one of four brand new guns. But this won't last long. So go to the number one of the number four guns.com right now to begin your subscription and claim your chance to win your dream gun. That's one of four guns.com.